General Valley has talked to me about the Chinese plan. They've actually taken a satellite shot of the entire United States, quadrant by quadrant, and they have every single home marked for a family in China. Like, they are ready and waiting for us to completely collapse.
Hey guys, that was my friend Ann Vandersteel, and this is an incredibly gripping discussion. In it, we talk about just about everything under the sun, including how and why to become an American state national, which Ann has done. And by the way, just one note, some of you folks are among the best people on earth, I swear. I say it all the time, I have the best, most supportive audience. I got this email this morning from John, the author of the book, What Now? And he wrote, responses are off the chain again, Sean. Been up all night answering mail, monitoring comments, books are flying off the shelves. The printer emailed me this morning, WTF, LOL. I even got a $50 donation too. And then he emailed me back later in the day to say all 500 of his copies of the book are gone. So he submitted an order for another 500 books to the printer. And I just want to let you guys know, to an independent author like John, this is a big deal. And I love all you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. With gold, you shield your gains from taxes, you keep the real value of your money, and you own a global asset, something tangible. This month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now, or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I have a very important broadcast for you today. Lots of sound clips to play. The shocking war against we the people and our children continues. In fact, it's ramping up, but there is good news to report as I begin this broadcast with Ann Vandersteel. She is the co-chair of Dr. Zev Zelenko's new Freedom Foundation. You can find that at zfreedomfoundation.com. More on that in a minute. Ann, welcome back.
Sean, great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me back on. As always, you are, I told you from the very beginning, you were the guy that got me into this with your just incredible broadcasting and the information you pack every single day. You are an inspiration. So glad to be with you again.
Well, you're so very kind for saying that. I really do appreciate you very much, Ann. And I want to start with some good news today because there's all sorts of bad news to share. So yeah. Why not start with the good news?
Yes.
The Supreme Court is standing with we the people. Get this, friends. The Supreme Court has struck down a New York gun control law that required people since 1911 to show, quote unquote, proper cause to get a license to carry a concealed handgun outside the home. This vote was 6-3, friends. The Supreme Court standing with we the people and our Second Amendment. This is a groundbreaking ruling. And guess who's freaking out about it? The New York City Mayor, Eric Adams, and the puppet in chief, Joe Biden. And all the Democrats, they're freaking out, and because they don't want us to have a Second Amendment.
No, they've been coming after our guns since forever. But I mean, obviously, it really got into high gear when they did the stupid Fast and Furious with Eric Holder and Barack Hussein Obama, when they, you know, gave away to straw men to bring guns across the border to the cartels under the auspices of they were going to track the guns to see whose hands they ended up in. Meanwhile, thousands of Mexicans got wasted and murdered by those guns. And by the way, it wasn't 2,000 guns that went across the border. It was tens of thousands. And oh, by the way, they're still moving the guns across the border. So they have always had an agenda to get our guns because they know a disarmed citizenry is basically sitting ducks. Look what happened to Australia in the last couple of years, a la COVID, and no way to defend themselves. So thank God, Sean. I don't know what else to say, but thank God, finally, somebody in the Supreme Court, looks like a few people stood up and had a set of cojones to fight back the stem of they're going to put us on the ground whichever way they possibly can. And we might still have a fighting chance here in the United States of America. Bravo.
Yes, bravo indeed. And the three justices who dissented, of course, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. But listen to this from Alito, dissenting opinion tearing in half the dissenting opinion with one simple question. Quote, how does the dissent account for the fact that one of the mass shootings near the top of its list took place in Buffalo? The New York law at issue in this case obviously did not stop that perpetrator. So we all know this to be true, Anne. These gun control, these gun grabs and gun control laws that the liberals are pushing, that the Marxists are pushing, make no sense because criminals will never obey those laws. It's a no-brainer, Anne.
When was it ever the gun that pulled the trigger on itself? I mean, are there just guns floating around the air shooting people indiscriminately, or is it a group of insane people or paid assassins that are pulling the triggers behind the guns here? Let's get a grip and let's ask the real easy questions that make a whole lot of logical sense. But apparently to the left, to the liberal, to the Marxist, to the people that intend to control our entire society. And it's not just here in this country. Look at the rest of the world. We're still really the only country left that has the Second Amendment, period, dot, that is protecting us from the rest of the world, the insanity of it all. So you're absolutely right. That was an excellent point that Justice Alito made there, and he did tear it in half. He literally shot him right between the eyes with logic, with true logic. So I'm just glad to see that it's actually happened. We still have, of course, what's going on with Roe v. Wade hanging out there. And if that ends up coming undone, I can only imagine what kind of false flag events are going to happen all over the country, because these people just don't know how to react with any sort of rational response. They go full, complete ballistic MAV. It's good and it's terrifying at the same time, because we have to brace for their impact.
Well, it's just such fantastic news. It means that we do stand a chance, and that the Supreme Court may stand up for our natural rights, because, as you know, Anne, and it's the reason that Dr. Zev Zelenko created the Freedom Foundation. Let me do a screen share and read this. Big tech, big government, big pharma, and a corrupt public health bureaucracy has resulted in a toxic cocktail that is poisoning our healthcare system, undermining our freedoms, and costing the lives of countless Americans, says Zev Zelenko. This is exactly why I'm creating the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, to regain common sense, access accurate information, and increase awareness. The Zelenko Freedom Foundation will seek to educate the public through medical professionals dedicated to speaking truth to power in order to protect the health of all people. We're going to talk more about this foundation in a second, but here's why I wanted to read that and segue to the local news in my area, Anne. This is really going to make you upset. All right, I've got this all queued up. This aired last night in my area. Listen to this. The attack on our children continues, so run right out to Mall of America to get your kids jabbed.
It was the first day of appointments for kids under the age of 5 to get their COVID-19 vaccines at Mall of America. And we followed along with little Sam and his mom for his first shot.
It's going to be a little poke, and then you're going to be just fine.
Or dead.
And like that, Sam was all done, even giving a little wave as a thank you. This MOA site is open Wednesdays through Fridays from 1 in the afternoon to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 in the morning to 4 p.m. The required appointments must be set up by a parent or guardian who will accompany the child to get the shot. The Pfizer vaccine will come in a series of 3 shots, with the initial 2 doses given 3 weeks apart, and the third 8 weeks after that.
I got to pause it there. I didn't even hear that last night. I was so enraged. So I paused it, backed it up, got my camera to record this. That's insane. 3 shots for these little children, the first 2-3 weeks apart, and then another one. And these poor children are going to start dropping dead. And wait till you hear this mother. It just enrages me. Listen to this woman, this uninformed woman who is literally taking her child to be culled.
Sam's mom says she's been waiting every day of the pandemic to get her son that vaccine.
Oh, we've been waiting since we got vaccinated back in March of 2021. So we've been waiting every day for our kids to get vaccinated. So super excited.
Along with giving vaccines for this new age group, the MOA vaccine clinic will also provide booster doses for ages 5 and up.
So there you have it. The war on our children continues, and uninformed, and I would say very, very stupid parents are willingly taking part in this bioweapon exercise, this bioweapon test.
It is. We're all human guinea pigs. I think probably the most informative video I've ever seen, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, Sean, Del Bigtree did a video where he took a giant bag of rice and poured it on his table in front of him. And he spilled, it was a huge bag of rice, probably a 30-pound bag of rice or something, but he poured it out and he picked one grain up. He says, this is one virus. And this represents 2 trillion viruses that you are surrounded by every day, all day long. That's what your body is always, you know, up against. And your body is perfectly fine-tuned to battle those viruses because God made you that way. Now, we all understand, if you look back in the past 30 years, Sean, what is the true epidemic in this country? And you probably see it going to Mall of America. It's obesity. We are morbidly obese in this country. And because we're morbidly obese, our bodies are fighting not only all the disease states that come with that, diabetes, congestive heart failure, et cetera, hypertension. But it also puts it because it stresses our immune system, and because we're not feeding our immune system with good nutrients, we have a bad immune system. So you start to put in 72 vaccines into these kids. By the time they're, you know, 20 years old, they will have been jabbed 72 times. Now, I was never an anti-vaxxer, but I can tell you what I've learned now from this COVID nonsense is I'm an anti-vaxxer. And Del Bigtree made it very clear. You pick up a grain of rice, he colored it bright red and threw it back in the pile. He goes, okay, why did you pick that one? COVID, all of a sudden, the coronavirus, it's been around forever. It's a common cold virus. Now, granted, they did manufacture a bioweapon. They used gain of function research to weaponize a simple coronavirus into something far more heinous so they could, you know, administer the vaccines to which they had already basically created and manufactured. They just needed to weaponize a virus in order to give us the jab now. This is the insanity. People don't understand that their body is fighting stuff all the time. Sean, you know it. We have cancer cells running around in our body, but our immune system is battling that stuff all the time. What has happened to all-cause mortality, particularly in cancer in the country since the jab? The Department of Medical Epidemiological Database showed that cancer went up, you know, 600%+. So cancers that average 38,000 cases per year in the military spiked to 143,000 cases in the first 11 months of 2021. This is what's happened to our immune system. These vaccines, these mRNA modifying technology have actually killed people's immune systems. And now they can't fight things. That woman has effectively just shortened the lifespan of her child and herself. And let's also be blunt about all the professional athletes that are dropping dead like flies in the peak of their health and physical specimen of their working out, 25, 26, 30 years old. We're seeing it all over the country, all over the world, frankly. What's the cause of that? Well, we all know the only thing different is the new jab they put into our body. Sickening, totally sickening.
Yeah, a 160% rise in life insurance payouts since they rolled out this vaccine bioweapon. And by the way, for those in the comments that are screaming at you talking about the virus, yes, friends, we realize there's such a thing called terrain theory, and maybe there are no viruses, at least as it pertains to COVID. It's never even been proven to exist, but Ann's point is so good about the rice. The big pharma demonic entities will tell us we need to protect ourselves from all of these thousands of different viruses with vaccines, because that is the plan. They want to make thousands of different vaccines to, quote unquote, protect us from all these boogeyman viruses. When the truth of the matter is, most people are deficient in vitamin C and vitamin D and the things that keep you healthy. So what does Big Pharma do? They target our immune systems with this mRNA bioweapon. That's what they're really doing. They're shutting down people's immune systems and giving people AIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS. So we're going to see the depop continue until we, the people, stop these people, lawfully stop these people from their eugenics depopulation plan. And let me add here another good segue. The depopulation plan, Ann, includes limiting our ability to feed ourselves nutritional food or any food at all. I got to do a screen share here. This is a bit startling. If y'all aren't paying attention, and I know my audience is and yours is, but these women who are taking their babies to get jabbed at Mall of America, they don't know what I'm about to play. The food shortages are going to be here much sooner than predicted.
That's right. Oh, shit. I just left Oakland. Usually I haul into the port container companies that load the ships. Well, when I got to Oakland, there was something very eerie. Remember when all the ships were stacked up and we couldn't get the shit off them? The ports are empty. There's no ships. They used to be jam-packed. So I went over to a Pacific container company where I have a friend. He says he's going to be out of a job next week because Tyson and JBS will no longer be shipping meat to the port. Heads up, people. It's going to happen a lot quicker than you think.
Now, I want to give credit to Max Egan and his channel on BitChute called The Crow House. Max played that clip. In fact, why don't you jump in here, Ann? I'll play a little bit from Max because he's such a great guy. Used to have him on all the time. He's in Mexico right now. He had to flee Australia because of the truth he speaks. And he got out about 2 weeks before they started rounding people like him up. Here's Max.
Wow.
You know, we heard this from other truckers in other places as well. I mean, we've heard this for a while, folks. We've heard a lot of truckers warning of this for months and months. And it is happening. That's the thing. It is happening. I mean, all the food processing plants that have been destroyed over the last year or so.
Look at that ridiculous list.
It's in the last couple of months.
I know.
So many go down. So many
over 100
plants be destroyed. So, you know, this is an ongoing thing. And guess who's taking over all the food? Guess who is taking over food production? World food production, folks. Well, BlackRock, of course.
Oh, my God. BlackRock. I have another clip to play in a second, which is just as startling. But what's your response to this?
Well, oh, my God. Where do you begin?
What should our response be to this as red-blooded Americans? That's
our response should be, first of all, we need to, I think the truckers and this National Guard that have still uphold their oath of the Constitution, if the, since the truckers can't move things around right now, because let's face it, things aren't moving. There's nothing to move. We need to be protecting what food processing plants we have left. Minutemen, truckers, I wish the constitutional sheriffs would start deputizing citizens to really start protecting, because this is how we're going to feed ourselves. Also, people need to be planting victory gardens. I mean, you should be doing that anyway, as a matter of course. You should have a solar power generator and gas power generators, but let's face it, gas is going to be scarce here. We all know the price of gas, liquid, as well as, you know, gasoline, it's all liquid natural gas. Everything is going sky high. So you're going to have to really figure out how to live off the land per se. Bill Gates, again, there was an article today, Sean, I don't know if you saw it, where he was trying, he had just made a purchase, forget how many farms it was. I think it was four big farms in either North or South Dakota. Forgive me, probably South Dakota. The governor is now trying to say, hey, you know, if you're going to do this, what is your intention in buying these farms? They're trying to intervene and stop him from making this purchase. The Chinese are, General Valley has talked to me about the Chinese plan. They've actually taken a satellite shot of the entire United States, quadrant by quadrant, and they have every single home marked for a family in China. Like, they are ready and waiting for us to completely collapse. They have us going sideways with this conversation right now about food, the COVID jabs killing our babies. When these kids start dropping dead, like these professional athletes and other people in their 30s, 20s, 40s are all dropping dead. The political unrest, everything that we're seeing, economic chaos, all of it coming together, that's when they're just going to waltz in right over the borders, because we know we're bringing a quarter million people a month in over the borders right now. They're going to waltz in and take what they want. And we're going to be too disoriented to even pick up our guns and defend ourselves. I mean, this is the kind of political chaos they're creating in their own country, Sean, that is going to allow us to descend to the point where we just say, uncle. They want us to kind of put our paws in the air and say, somebody else sort this out, because we're out of control. We can't do it for ourselves. It's going to be that bad. And nobody seems to be talking about that, John. Nobody.
Well, we are. And Mike Adams is at Natural News. I'll play a clip from Mike here in a second.
Love Mike. He's awesome.
Yeah. And let me do another screen share here. This demon spawn, this man who stole the election, this imposter president masquerading as the commander in chief, is deeply disappointed in the Supreme Court's ruling on open carry. Why? Because he wants us disarmed. Because once they disarm us and they take away our food and they take away our access to cheap, affordable energy, we're dead. We're serfs. That's why he's disappointed. And I'm not here to fearmonger, friends. I'm here to inform. You got to listen to this clip from Mike Adams. I'll play this at 1.25 speed, because there is a shortage. In fact, it's worse than a shortage. Yeah. The chemical additives used to make diesel fuel and diesel engine oil are running out.
So there you go. The story is real. It's fully documented. You can see the story now on naturalnews.com. And I think this is going to wake people up to the severity of this problem, because this goes in one of two ways. Either, number one, we resolve these supply chain problems and come up with the chemicals, you know, the additives that are used in diesel engine oil, and then everybody's got engine oil again. Like, that's option one, solve it. Option two is, if we don't solve it, civilization collapses. I don't know any other way to say it. If you don't have trucks doing transportation and you don't have trains, because trains have diesel engines and they run on diesel and they need diesel engine oil, obviously. Without trains, you don't have coal being delivered to the power plants, so you don't have a power grid. Right there, boom, you're in the 19th century. And without trucks, you don't have groceries. You don't have food. Right there, you've got food riots nationwide. You got the total collapse of civilization. And that doesn't even cover many, many other areas we could talk about, you know, medical supplies, right? Agriculture. You don't have farming operations if you don't have diesel engine oil. I mean, all the food that's planted just rots in the field. You're talking mass starvation, total chaos, collapse of civilization as we know it. Kind of like where Sri Lanka is headed right now. Sri Lanka has suffered a total economic collapse, according to their own government, which is also collapsing. So again, there's only two options here. We either solve this supply chain problem or civilization collapses as we know it. Okay, that's it. No one can argue with that. And yet, almost no one is talking about this problem. And according to many people, many sources that I've cited, even an online oil retailer, the supply of diesel engine oil will be wiped out in about 8 weeks.
8 weeks. All right. I'm coming back to you, Anne. Here's the point.
Yeah.
And this is maybe a good thing, and I'll tell you why. We, the people who are born free on the land as men and women, know that our rights are granted to us by God. And we can see what these Marxists and these communists who are in control of our government are doing. And now we know that the centralization of farming, corporate farming, the centralization of the distribution of our food and the distribution of our energy, all of this stuff controlled by the likes of BlackRock and trillionaires who control the planet, we know now what that gets us if we don't turn back to honest ways of farming and honest ways of living on the land and honest, God-fearing ways of running our country. So people are going to wake up, come hell or high water, and I pray to God it doesn't get as bad as Mike is predicting.
Well, unfortunately, you know, Mike just backed up what I was saying. If you're not planting gardens, if you don't have solar power generators, he explained the supply chain crisis that's coming from not having that diesel fuel. There's also a diesel additive that's also problematic. However, the truckers I've spoken to, and I think, you know, I spent some time with the People's Convoy going across country. I still have good relationships with a lot of those guys. They're like, yeah, we've modified our trucks. We don't need those additives. We can still roll, but that's not every truck. That's probably a handful of them. So can they modify? Absolutely. But if there's no diesel fuel, well, it doesn't matter if you've modified your truck or not. It isn't going anywhere. So we have a serious situation. And everybody I'm talking to, I've talked to sources in the intelligence community. I've talked to people who've been across the border down in Central America. And they are telling me, eyes on, they've seen Chinese and Russians together. And what would they be doing together down there, particularly when we now know that Russia is the largest fuel supplier, the gas supplier for the Chinese. So the Chinese are importing their gas now from Russia. And if you don't think that's a problem, you could say, well, that's awesome because they both got off the central bankers cabal of, you know, money, the money wheel. That's awesome. I'm glad to see them breaking up, you know, the Rothschild Rockefeller financial ring. But at the same token, the Chinese have moved Smithfield Farms out of California. They shut it down under the auspices of it's too expensive to do hog farming in California. While that may be true because there's dumb taxes over there, they've moved all their hog operations into, wait for it, Mexico. We've had cattle dying en masse. Cattle just don't die like they did in Kansas. You don't lose a head 10,000 herd of cattle overnight. They just don't all go belly up. That's not what happens. They were poisoned. So there is a systemic problem of destroying our food supply in this country. And it's coming from the Marxists, the people that want to destroy our country. Because really, as you know, Sean, they've said it. Bill Gates has espoused about it on TED Talks. You know, they're going to use vaccines to control a population. And they look at us as useless eaters. So they don't need to provide food supply to a bunch of useless eaters. They're going to take us out. And you're right. We need to get back to God and we need to get back to self-sustaining lifestyles and be a little bit more responsible for our well-being and stop expecting somebody else to do it. However, what do you think the silver lining is if we're seeing it happen this quickly and it's kind of like a real wake-up call? Do you think there's a silver lining in this for us at some point?
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, yeah, as I said a minute ago, I do think the silver lining is that we the people remember what our birthright is. It's to be born free on the land and live on the land without being controlled by these fascists. And I'm starting to think a little bit more like Jeff Berwick every single day, which is the idea that all government is bad. There is no such thing as good government. And frankly, that's what G. Edward Griffin told me when I interviewed him several years ago. I joked about, well, you know, if we had an honest government, then maybe a fiat currency could work. And he laughed and he said, Sean, there's no such thing as an honest government.
Yeah. It's so sad. I mean, this is why I became an American state national, Sean. I rejected the corporation of the United States and the 14th Amendment, which stole our sovereignty. Our state sovereignties were stolen when they made all of us federal citizens under the 14th Amendment. That is not what our Constitution had defined us to be. We were always free people, our rights given to us by God, and enumerated and put in very simple black and white in the Bill of Rights. So we have gotten so far away from all of that. It's pathetic. And I mean, I guess people need to get a letter, a lesson in the Constitution. And if they do, they will come back to God, because we were founded as a Christian nation, the second covenant nation for and by God. We've just got to get back to it. And I think this is one of those rude awakenings in the casualty of war. We're going to see mass carnage, and some of it's from the vaccine, and some of it's going to be from mass starvation, and some of it's going to be, frankly, be in a civil war, because people that don't understand that the government doesn't owe you a living, they're the ones that are going to go completely mental. When they realize there's nobody there to give them another handout, because all services are shut down. We are really heading into a very bad place, but I hope it's short-lived, Sean. I just can't predict how long it's going to take us to get out of it.
Well, we are one of the wealthiest nations on the planet in the sense that we have so many natural resources. We were energy independent under Donald Trump. And what does the demon spawn at the White House want to do? He shut down everything, including the Keystone XL pipeline on day one, oil and gas leases on federal land. Now he wants to shut down oil and gas leases in Alaska. These demons are exactly what I've been saying. They are Marxists. They are communists. They are godless. They love abortion. They hate border control. They hate the sovereignty of our nation. And therefore, they hate you and me. They hate we the people. Right. So here's the good news, too. And it's bad news. But the silver lining is, now we know who these people are. I don't know if you remember back in 2016-17 when Deagle.com, these projections became public and people started reporting about this, including me. And I couldn't imagine how they could project by the year 2025, the population of the United States would collapse from 327 million people to 100 million people. I was scratching my head and I postulated, is it a nuclear war? How does this happen? Well, now we know. Bioweapons masquerading as vaccines, food shortages, an engineered drought in the American West, a 100-year drought, Lake Mead is going dry. They mm-hmm. want to starve us out with famine, essentially. But the good news is now we know who these people are. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Larry Fink at BlackRock. We know who the enemies of humanity are. That's the good news. And it's got them scared. I don't know if you saw, there's a clip at the World Economic Forum of this woman named Helen, her last name escapes me, but sitting right there on the panel with Bill Gates, talking about the fact that their window for massive societal change in the Great Reset is rapidly closing because we're waking up and nobody wants to comply with this crap. That's the good news, Ann.
You're right. And 2.5 million Americans became state nationals last year, rejecting the 14th Amendment corporate citizenry to a corrupt cabal. And let's face it, you're right. No government is good. The government of we and by the people is no longer, they're masquerading and posing as true as government. They're de facto government. They're not de jure government, which is truly representation by us, for us, and of us. So I think the wake up call is that people are getting more engaged at a civic level, not nearly enough. And unfortunately, the carnage is going to be the wake-up call. You know, I used to think, Sean, when people were dying from the jabs, that maybe that would be the wake-up call. But you know what really, frankly, is starting to get really people fired up? It's going to the gas station and paying $7-$8 for gas. Now they're like, well, wait a minute. But meanwhile, grandma died, Aunt Susie died. Oh, you know, they don't seem to put two and two together. But you hit them in the wallet like Trump did when he did trade deals around the world and kept world peace through the wallet. That's apparently the only thing that people care about, which is sad. Because that, of course, is not rooted in Christian principles whatsoever. However, I guess we have to start somewhere to try and save the planet. So I guess I'm looking at those Deagle stats again, going from 325 million to 100 million Americans in 2025. Do you think we're going to be able to stop that as a matter of course, if we in fact decide to take back our energy? I mean, what's to stop the former pipeline employees, Sean, from just saying, you know what, we're going to go back to work on Keystone, the hell with this. I mean, why can't we just do that? Why can't we think like that? What are we so afraid of?
Yeah, we need governors to stand up to this tyranny. And again, Biden and these Marxists in Washington, D.C. must not know our history. They must not understand how our country was set up, and their power is derived by the consent of we the people. And your point's a good one here on becoming an American state national. I've talked to Stephen Soha, James Tracy, Paul Peterson, my friend Alphonse, about this thing, about opting out from this corporate government, about opting out from a voluntary tax system, which is meant to deprive us of our wealth and our heritage and make us serfs. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? How did you become an American state national, and how does that work?
I actually would love to. I'm actually going to pull up something in case you want me to show you something here. But as an American state national, you're essentially recognizing that your status is not of a free people, right? So I am I'm a corporate citizen. I'm a municipal servant as a citizen. So when you're born, you get a birth certificate and a social security number, because that's what you do. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Nobody knows why, you just do it. Well, that unfortunately you are through fraud, because nobody told you what you were doing. You tacitly agreed to give up your God-given rights for the privileges of government handouts, social security, welfare, student loans, on and on, food stamps, et cetera. Well, the government doesn't give you rights. People created government. God gave us our rights. We create government. We create the laws, et cetera. And we agree to be governed by those that we consent to govern us, right? We elect them, supposedly. We learn now that we haven't been electing anybody as of late. So the 14th Amendment really was in 1868, at the end of the Civil War, when they were signing the treaties and everybody was trying to go back to becoming a union. New Jersey and Ohio dissented and said, we don't want to sign this 14th Amendment into law. We will not ratify it, because we do not agree with the fact that our citizens are going to become federal citizens. If we're our state citizens are part of the sovereign state of New Jersey and Ohio and everybody else. Nobody seemed to understand that. And if they did, it's because they were really working with the corrupt cabal, which, by the way, this was the British, again, their influence in taking control of the United States. They decided they didn't want to lose any more redcoats and blood on the battlefield. So they said, we can take these over through corporatocracy. And we now know about the Vatican, the City of London, and Washington, D.C., the three cities that have controlled everything and all of this, from the banking, et cetera. So as an American state national, I sent in my affidavit of truth and my repudiation of my citizenship. Everything gets mailed in to the Secretary of State, the President, the Attorney General, and then all the states I've ever lived in. I copy all the AGs and SOSs there as well. And when they're not repudiated, I file them into a court record them in a court of law as fact. It's a summary judgment that I have officially left the 14th Amendment. Once I have that recorded document, I went and got my passport. In fact, I have my passport card right here, and the passport agency has me recognized not as a United States citizen, but as an American state national. What did I just send into the IRS the other day? I sent in their form 56, and I told the IRS, I am revoking my election to pay you anything except sales and sales tax and tariffs. Everything else, I don't pay taxes on anymore, especially personal income tax. Only corporations lawfully pay income tax, not people. So this is a huge movement. 2.5 million Americans did it last year, and many, many more are doing it this year. I say we're going to double that this year. So people are waking up to what freedom is, and it's not what this government has created. It's certainly not what they've done to our Constitution. This is why they don't have respect for our laws, Sean. They have zero respect, because they've basically run roughshod on it since the Civil War. This is where we are as a country. We just don't know our history.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, would you agree to come back on sometime in the very near future with my friend James Tracy? Maybe we can get Alphonse on.
Love it.
I don't want it to be too big a panel, or, you know, people don't get a chance to talk, but I really want to flush this out. You've shared great information here. I've covered this before, but as I've said, everybody seems to have a little bit different take about how to opt out. And I think the way you just described what you did makes about the most sense of what I've heard. And my friend James Tracy and Stephen Soha, they make a lot of sense too. All right,
Sean, I'm going to email you a document. It's a historical document. It's an affidavit of truth somebody wrote. And a lot of people do it differently. Some people like to put a lot of history in, because it's basically their list of grievances as to why they're leaving the United States and becoming American state nationals. They don't want to be a federal citizen anymore, which we were never intended to be. But it's such a great accounting of history, and it's cited and footnoted with case law that you can copy and put another window open up and make sure that it's not a bunch of garbage, but it's I went through every single footnote and annotation. I went, wow, this is really, really well done. But that's not the version I used. I have my own draft. I'll send you mine too if you want to read it. But I've corrected my status and I couldn't be happier because you know what? I know that I don't fall under their jurisdiction. I now have, I've now got full control of my own jurisdiction of land, air, and water law, right? Your land is your common law. Air is ecclesiastical law, the law of the trusts. And of course, law of the water is the admiralty law, which is how we operate in today's courts. Those are all Article I courts. I can turn an Article I court into an Article III court, court of common law, with certain demands. And, you know, I get control of the courts, which is what we're supposed to have. We're supposed to have a court and a jury of our peers, right? We really don't even have that anymore. Look at the family courts. I'm sure, I know you've done stuff on CPS. It is disgusting what they've done to the family. All through a for-profit corporation, by the way, CPS, they're all for-profit corporations. Another travesty. And these are all things you'll learn as an American state national. It's quite interesting. And you see things much more clearly.
God love you, Ann. I just, boy, it's been a blessing to do this work for the past decade. I've met so many interesting people, knowledgeable people, and this great awakening is real. And
it is
like a snowball moving down a mountain. It's getting bigger and going faster every single day. And that's why Helen at the World Economic Forum, sitting next to Bill Gates, lamented the fact that their window of opportunity to turn us all into slaves, their slaves, is closing very quickly.
That's it.
All right. Well, let's round out the conversation and talk a little bit about the Freedom Foundation. I'll quote Zev. He says, "All of us enjoy a limited amount of time on this planet. I have been blessed by God to extend my life in spite of a terminal cancer diagnosis for years. I know my time is limited, which is why I'm creating the Zelenko Freedom Foundation and instructing my company, Z Labs, to donate 10% of all proceeds to support the critical work of this foundation," end quote. The Zelenko Freedom Foundation is co-chaired by Kevin Jenkins and Ann Vandersteel. He made a very good choice by getting you on his team, Ann. And I'm going to leave a link below to the new product, Z Detox. My last interview, guys, that I just posted with John Lukacs talks about detoxing, helping those who took the bioweapon to detox. John's got a very extensive protocol. I think Z Detox is a great first step. I'll leave the link below. And I'm coming back to you. Tell us a little bit about the foundation and your role in it, and then give us an update about Zev. I hear he's not doing well.
Well, I'm going to start there since you mentioned that, because he's on my heart all the time. I've known Zev for several years since he first came on the scene when that letter was addressed by President Trump at the podium that day during the coronavirus press conferences. And just so happened, I had a mutual friend who introduced me, and Zev and I became very good friends very early on. And I was his first interview, and I sort of became his counsel on interviews and so forth. But he has got pulmonary arterial sarcoma. It's a very rare form of cancer. 10 people a year are diagnosed, and they're all found on autopsy. He fortunately is of the living, and he's been battling this successfully to this point. They didn't expect him to last this long for 4 years. It's been unbelievable. He's lost a lung. He even battled COVID down a lung. He's had 3 open heart surgeries. Today, he's on a plane going to Dallas for a very incredible treatment. I won't go into those details, but on Monday, we're going to definitely keep him in big prayer all weekend. Because it's a very risky procedure. That being said, his vision, his legacy of the Zelenko Foundation is now me and Kevin's mission. And it was truly an honor when they asked us to both step in and take this role on and carry forward what he would like to see. And one of the things Zev says, and I fully believe this, and I think that's indicative of being part of Steel Truth, right? Truth being my mantra, is Zev says, "I want the truth out there like a mantra." He wants everybody, no matter what discipline, what industry, it's all got to be based on truth. Because from there, we have nothing. We've been lied to and lied to and lied to over and over by our government, by our corporate industries. And now we know the two of them are working together. And it's just, look at us. We have been destroyed as human beings across this planet. They've wasted us. And Zev is wanting this foundation to really go up against the Goliath out there of Bill and Melinda Gates and the World Economic Forum. He calls these people out by name all the time, as do I, as do you, as does Mel K, as do all the good truth tellers out there. And the Zelenko Freedom Foundation is going to be focused in several areas. One, we're going to create a fellowship program for the youth of today that is being miseducated, right? They fully, especially the kids coming out of medical school, to them, they're iPad doctors. Tell me your symptoms, I plug it in and it spits out a response. Well, we now know what the COVID protocol is, right? Remdesivir and a ventilator and goodnight, Irene. No. we're going to actually teach these kids how to actually make, you know, informed decisions as medical providers. We're also going to work with these kids in some inner city community redevelopment. We want to go in and help in terms of the community level, rebuilding neighborhoods with real in new industries, new pharmaceutical, like nature, nutraceutical based industries, because we know that God has given us everything we need on the planet in order to be healthy, but we don't capitalize on it, do we? Instead, Rockefeller's replaced all the holistic doctors with petroleum-based pharmaceuticals back in the early 1900s. And then people started getting cancer. So they created the American Cancer Society. I mean, they're just so sick and demented. We're going back to the basics. So we're going to teach people about that. We're also going to create think tanks and roundtables of doctors that'll generate true public policy. Hopefully by then, Sean, we'll have a better form of government of the people, by the people, and for the people that we can work with in a public policy format. And then lastly, and also equally importantly, is generating and incubating those companies out there that have been overlooked and buried by the medical industrial complex, people that have real solutions to disease states. And hopefully, like your friend who's got incredible detox solutions and protocols, we want to help bring those to the market. Dr. Zelenko has open sourced his entire product line. If you're buying Z-Stack or Z-Detox or Z-Flu, he tells you exactly what's in it and what proportions. If you want to go buy those yourself, go for it. He's put it together into one capsule and it's a little more economical. So that's why he's doing that. But he feels that this stuff needs to be available to the masses. And I am so happy to be a part of this with my coach here, Kevin, who is amazing to work with. He's just a blast, but he's incredibly brilliant. And we're gonna make sure Dr. Zelenko's legacy moves on.
All right. Fantastic. And you and I will say a prayer for Dr. Z after the call here, unless you want to do it on the air. But Anne, I'll give you the final word. Thank you so much for all you're doing.
Well, Sean, thank you. You know, really, folks, this is where we are. We are at that precipice. And I encourage everybody to pick up a copy of your Declaration of Independence and your Constitution. By now, I would hope anybody watching your show, Sean, would have at least multiple pocket copies of it. I know I do. But if you go to the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, there's a line in there about, is it time to alter or abolish our government? I'm paraphrasing because I want to get to the point. We do not have a government of the people, by the people, or for the people. We have a group of domestic terrorists who really have become international terrorists. They're finally admitting themselves, the DOD, to their biolabs that they built in Ukraine, the same ones that worked in concert to release the bioweapon in Wuhan. This has all been planned. It's been planned for a very long time. These things just don't happen overnight. We are looking at global government as them versus us. And we just need to finally get the intestinal fortitude to recognize there are far more of us. They've already fired the first shot. They've started with false flag events. But even now, if you look at the last 2 years, they've been putting shots in your arms, shots in the arms of your loved ones, of our children now. They have been shooting at us, proverbially and literally. So here's the deal. We have been peaceful thus far, and I'd like us to stay peaceful, but we do not have to comply. We do not have to recognize their authority because they don't have authority over us. That is not how our Constitution is designed. So remember, your rights come from God, and God is asking you as his child to stand with him. Now is the time to do so because we are all being judged. And in the end, not everybody gets to go. So you really have to make a very clear decision in your mind. Whose team are you on? Are you on the team of globalists who do not believe in God, a bunch of satanic atheists? Or are you on team God, team freedom, team humanity? It's that simple. It is really that simple. And I hate to sound like this is dire, but as General Flynn says, we're no longer in the 11th hour. We're in the last few seconds of the last hour. So this is the moment where we will all be judged. And I just hope and implore that we all act wisely and think about what would Jesus do? It's that simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people are starting to understand, at least those who follow your work, my work, and the work of other truthers, is that this is the moment we were born for. These are the times to try men's souls, but this is what we were born for. And I really do appreciate you, Anne. Friends, she's the co-chair of Dr. Zev Zelenko's Freedom Foundation. You can find out more at zfreedomfoundation.com. Anne Vandersteel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. God bless you. And God bless Dr. Z. We'll say a prayer for him in a minute here. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news every single day, friends, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
they can put something in your body through a deceitful practice and fear campaign, get you to take it, and then here you are, a ticking time bomb until they want to pull the trigger.